What's up, folks? This is Nino. Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am here at Operation Restore Freedom in Vegas. I've met a lot of very influential, powerful people that are blowing the whistle, such as Sean Taylor, many, many others that I don't feel like they want to be identified. But Sean Taylor, you need to start paying close attention to him. He's blowing the whistle on the mortgage fraud, on how they were refinancing properties multiple times, hundreds of times, to fund the dark side. And he goes into detail on that. You need to pay close attention to Sean Taylor. He's blowing the whistle now. But one thing I want to talk about is the P. Diddy arrest, his denied bail, the celebrities now that are running. You got people scrubbing their accounts like Pink, Megan Fox, other celebrities. You got Dwayne Wade now being aired out. This is a cascade effect that's just gonna it's gonna be a web of intricacies that lead to everybody. You got so many celebrities right now terrified. And the purpose of this, and the reason why it's simmering right now, is because they're being adrenalized. From my understanding, from the people that I've talked to here, that this is done on purpose to strike fear into them. You can also look at Trump's Truth Social when he truthed the pound sign, which is, or a hashtag, which is checkmate. There's a lot of different reasons for this Truth Social post. One of them being the assassin that was caught on his golf course. There was a lot of meaning towards that on where Trump was on the golf course and where the shooter was. And how they caught the shooter, and he put checkmate, but it also means other things. And another main thing is the celebrities going down. And I'm going to go ahead and show here in my mind, and from what I've heard from a lot of people here, that you got to remember that Justin Bieber is probably connecting a lot of the dots for the authorities, airing out a lot of names. You got to remember, Justin Bieber was probably one of the most, in my opinion, sex trafficked celebrities on the scene. Everyone was spending time with him, I guess you could say. I got to make it fluff tube worthy, but Justin Bieber was being passed around by everybody. So it would make sense that his father-in-law, Stephen Baldwin, is coming out with these cryptic messages, letting them know they're coming for you. You're not escaping this. I think that Justin Bieber has been blowing the whistle on this behind the scenes. That's just my opinion. I don't know 100%, but if you follow what Stephen Baldwin is saying here, who is Justin Bieber's father-in-law, he sure is sending out some cryptic messages, and I'm going to go ahead and play that right now.
You have heard the expression, the calm before the storm. There is always a calm before the storm, but then so is there another calm after the storm.
But what I think he's relaying here is that there's going to be he the celebrities are going to be adrenalized. There's going to be a name released and then a calm and then another name released and then a calm to let it simmer so that they all are terrified, okay, and paralyzed in fear. That's what I think is going on here, and that's what I think is going to happen starting into October. A lot of things are going to happen in October, folks. We're expecting a big month. I've been talking to a lot of people here. They're going to go scorched earth. They're going to really try to press for World War III. You got Zelensky coming back to Washington, D.C. They're going all in. Both sides are going all in right now.
There's a calm and then a storm and then another calm. And in that latter calm is the preparation for the next storm.
So he's letting them know, this is the shot across the bow, letting them know you better be terrified. And what's happening right now, you got so many celebrities scrubbing their accounts. They're trying to, you got Pink scrubbing her account, Megan Fox, others. I'm going to show right here. something that Liz Crokin, I believe, put up. And she's been doing this for years. And here it says, Megan Fox is the latest celebrity to scrub her social media accounts. She's wiped most of her tweets on X and all her posts on Instagram. Megan has openly bragged about how she engaged in, and I'm not going to say this on Fluffy, but you can read it right here. I've been warning people for years since the right here came out. So this is really going to get bad, folks. This is going to get really bad. And I'm here with people in discussions, whistleblowers, talking about where this could all lead. As you see here, it is all of them. It's all of them. Look at this. Meg Thee Stallion, Taylor Swift, Doja Cat, Travis Scott. What do they all have in common? Well, look at this. It's all demonic. It's all demonic. Timberlake, they have to pay homage. They have to show who they basically worship, folks. This is it right here in plain sight. They all sell out. They all sell out. And I think starting October, this October, we're going to see more names released. That's just a hunch. We're going to see the push for World War III. Things are going to escalate like we've never before seen in October. I think this is going to lead to politicians, to everybody. But like I said, both sides are going to go in. And they failed twice on Trump, which means they're going to use other methods and means to accomplish a goal. I'm going to play a little bit of Jaguar right here. I'm kind of rushing through this, but just to show you just how crazy these things are getting.
Of the artists that I just spoke to not that long ago that got invited to a party at their house. Everything was cool up front, so they went to the back and it was a bunch of old and young boys back there, all naked in the Wade house.
Wait, wait.
Dwayne Wade is now in the picture, folks. Dwayne Wade. I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier by the moment.
Hold on. What exactly?
Now, I've said basketball players, athletes are going to be implicated in this. You know, the first big shot across the bow was Cat Williams, that when he came out on Club Shay Shay. But now, folks, this is now getting so big, it's implicating everybody. You're going to see a new name practically every day come out. The next arrest, I expect to be in October.
Was going down at Dwayne Wade's house. They were doing what to boys and upcoming rappers? Who exactly was involved?
Meek Mills, Bashir Gray. Left that house screaming. August the only one that stayed in.
That right there was Jaguar Wright exposing all the dirty things that went down or still go down at the Wade house, all while doing a lot of exposing about Will Smith and Jada Pinkett.
They're both bisexual. They do weird things in their house, and young men have left their house screaming to get away from them in their mentorship.
Well, according to Jaguar Wright, when Will and Jada were not doing whatever they were doing at their place, they were over at the Wade house where the same things went down. And by the same thing, I mean rich older men taking advantage of younger men and women, including those in the entertainment industry.
I've heard Will Smith is real bad. And folks, I've always said, when he smacked Chris Rock, you know, that moment that everybody watched when he walked up and smacked Chris Rock in the face, that was him breaking under pressure, in my opinion, of everything that's coming down on him. They know, folks, they know their time is very limited. And I think they're breaking under the pressure. Now, like I said, like with what Stephen Baldwin said right now, the calm before the storm, what he's talking about is they're gonna release a name, let it simmer, adrenalize the celebrities, let it simmer, let them panic, then release another name, let it panic, then maybe an arrest, let them panic, then another arrest. I'm telling you, J-Lo, all of them, from my understanding, are having crisis meetings. A lot of these celebrities are having crisis meetings right now trying to figure this out, and lawyers don't even want to represent them. That's how crazy this is getting. All right, this was a quick update. Like I said, I'm here at the Operation Restore Freedom in Las Vegas. I'll be leaving today. It was epic. I met a lot of great people. I'll be having a lot of great guests on ninoscorner.tv to talk about a lot of these things. But folks, the dominoes are about to fall. Later.